By the way, this is a great time of year for sports, man. The Heat start Wednesday.
Yep.
Panthers are going.
Rolling.
And you got the World Series, you got NFL, you got college. It's
no.
All good right now.
A lot of good stuff. I totally agree. By the way, that Texas team that was unbeatable, somebody forgot to tell
Welcome to the SEC,
George.
Right? Yeah. Hey, what was going on over the fans are throwing a bunch of stuff on the field?
See, I don't see all that stuff. Maybe I wasn't watching it.
They, like, stopped the play, and then I guess they went and they reviewed it. They, like, reversed a call while they were throwing crap all over the field. And then I saw the SEC came out, and they go, you guys need to use every resource available to see who was doing that.
Kirby,
good luck,
went nuts on ESPN about ESPN to the reporter. You saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was great. He just went off. Like, that whole show. You know, Saban's part of that show.
I know.
And I was thinking, oh, Kirby, man. I don't want to hear about the Nick Saban stuff anymore, man. Don't want to hear about it. Here, all you guys, I got to listen to this. The show's popular.
It is. I don't know what's weirder, seeing him or seeing Belichick on TV. He's been Saban and Belichick.
By the way, Belichick on which show?
Oh, he's on everything now, I know. He's all over the place.
That young granddaughter of his got him doing a lot of stuff right now. Jeez. I mean, girlfriend. Mm. I didn't mean that. Anyway.
Those pictures still, man.
Hey, by the way, he's out there, man, with her, too.
Yeah.
Like, I fell for somebody, man. Hey.
She's just waiting his ass out. But
I don't know, man. She's pretty crazy about him.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. How old is he? 70-something?
73. What did we figure? There's just about 50 years difference between he and his girlfriend.
Mm. You think everything works okay?
Oh, come on, man. You want me to, say Atlantic Men's?
Yeah.
Do I need to tell you Atlantic Men? He might be on Atlantic Men's.
Yeah.
He might be a client there. He might just be. So, hey, listen, we've got Mario Cristobal going to join us later on here, and we're going to talk about right now there's two great shows going on in this town. Yep, I said two. Messi hat trick the other day again. And they showed the highlights. I got up early, and there they are, winning 6-2. And Inter Miami sets a record, right, for points, most points in an MLS season. And Messi goes for another hat trick. This guy, he's been unbelievable. And by the way, didn't he just have a hat trick with his own country? comes over here, gets a hat trick. Incredible. And the other great story is this Cam Ward. This Cam Ward is unbelievable. I know everybody's like, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. 24 touchdowns now. Thrown for over 2,500 yards. He's run for three touchdowns as well. So a lot of people have him either, one or two, would you say, for Heisman voting? And there are a lot of games left. But, boy, I'll tell you what.
Here's the thing, though. It depends what you think of the Heisman Trophy, right? Like, who it should go to as far as, do you want the best player on the best team?
Yes.
Or do you want just the best player? Right?
Well, that's always going to be...
So what the kid of Colorado, what Hunter's doing in Colorado, it's unique, right? It's something we really haven't seen.
Oh, he's probably, I was going to say first, if it wasn't for so many teams needing a quarterback, he'd be the first overall pick.
Oh, maybe even play quarterback. I don't know. But, I mean, the guy, he's forcing fumbles late in games. He makes big catches. Like, it's kind of...
Well...
It's kind of tough, to go against that. But, if you wanted the best player on the best team, it's probably Cam Ward, is it not?
Well, with the numbers and what he's done so far. The other guy, I know it's Boise State, and it doesn't do it for you. What is that, in the Mountain West or whatever?
It's your territory, yeah.
He's unbelievable what he's doing.
Yeah, but that's not realistic.
Well, he doesn't get nationally televised games. So, yeah, I haven't seen him run. I just saw the highlights. Somebody said, you got to check these highlights of this guy breaking tackles and outrunning guys. And everybody's, he's not playing against.
Yeah, I'm guessing people throw strength of schedule at you there.
They did play Oregon in a tight ball game. That was one of Oregon's, if I'm not, one score win. And Oregon, of course, is what, number one in the country right now or number two in the country? So, but listen, what he's doing is fun to watch. And he'll make a mistake and he'll come back and you score 14 and you got Mo and he flips Mo right around in every game, home or on the road. Just incredible what he's been able to do so far. By the way, speaking of college, the University of Miami got a brand new president, Joe Echevarria, and you couldn't have made. We happen to know Joe. He is a friend, but he is a passionate, hardworking guy. That for people that care about that university and their sports, all of them, by the way. But starting with the big guy right now at football, he's pretty damn good. And he's going to treat his academics at that school and the health system all the same way. Best people, great job, and going to fix up some of the sports that have been run down. And you've already started to see it. So I think it's a great choice. Especially if it starts for you or you've had kids go there and you enjoy going to the sports and enjoy going to these games, including this Florida State game this Saturday at home. This guy is special. He is really, really special, and he does care about sports. And he knew it wasn't going to be cheap if we were going to get this thing turned around. If you was going to get it turned around, school was going to have to put it and getting people rallying around the program again to put money into it, and they've done it. And this is what you get. You get fun games. You get fun players to watch. And that's where college football is. If you're going to play it and you want to play with the big boys, you need a leader like Joe Echevarria to run it for you. And it's been off to a great start. He's out there. I know Woody, you know him now and have been around him to see – he shows up, and he's not one of these guys that thinks he's above everybody. You can talk to him. He's good. Most importantly, he's just a great leader and works well with people that are in leadership. And those things are all really important, and he gets it. And my man Stuart Miller right there with him, speaking of the University of Miami and how important Stuart Miller is in South Florida and to that university. By the way, a lot of things they're doing, especially in the health system at Sylvester. Stewart is a number one, man. He is number one.
You want to know what people think about Joe, by the way? You can go watch Canes Football put up a video yesterday of him getting the game ball from Coach Cristobal.
Yeah. That's,
and players are lifting him up.
Yeah.
That's a really cool video, man.
Well, he's around. They get to see him.
But that'll give you an idea what they think of him.
I think, you know, we just haven't had, and it's not a shot. I like Donna Shalala, and I do, and some of you. I still think of political ads.
They were running during games. Donna Shalala ruined UM football. Yeah.
That should be enough not to vote for him. But
gets a little rough out there in that world, huh?
This guy is hands-on, and the kids to their parents, to the coaches, to their wives. He is special, man, as I have told him. You are a special dude getting this thing turned around so people can have something to really enjoy like they used to in today's world of college sports, which has changed a whole bunch. All right, Woody, we got a little bit more to get to here, and then we'll hear from Mario Cristobal, by the way, and we'll talk to Mario about as much as we could in 20 minutes. And talk to him about everything with his team, including his quarterback, some of the young guys on the team, his defense, and what his offense and the record numbers that offense is putting up right now. Wow, just incredible. Baptist Health South Florida is incredible too, man, to talk to you about their sports medicine program that they put together. Hey, man, Baptist Health, first of all, does a lot of great things in their hospital system down here. But I want to tell you, when it comes to sports, it's a top 50 sports medicine program in the country. And I was lucky enough to be with some of those doctors this weekend and just how good they are and the job they do. And I just want everybody to know, people ask me almost every day, starts with this, where do the pros go? And I go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. A lot of doctors, top specialists, but also team doctors to take care of these teams every day, do a great job. taking care of everything. Every kind of specialist possible, the knee, the shoulder, the foot, the hand, the back, the hip and knee replacement, Achilles, any kind of injury you've had. And if you're still active and play competitive sports, team or individual sports, you know this. You're going to get hurt and you're going to need to see a doctor. You want to go see the best. Baptist Health South Florida is just that here in South Florida. Three great locations to go to. Hey, Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, a lot of people been there, but also at Hard Rock Stadium now. They got a facility back there to go, so it's easy for you right there, right next to the practice facility at 595 and Pine Island Implantation, man. Great doctors to help you with any kind of problem you have. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal, man, one goal every day at Baptist Health. Get you healthy as quickly as possible playing the sports you love the most. All right, welcome back, and happy Monday morning to everybody out there. Can't wait to, I am talking about myself for a second, can't wait to get home, get that little nap in today. I'm not bragging about something I'm doing, but I'm looking forward to an old guy nap today, man. That's where I am. By the way, man, I cannot believe a couple of things. I cannot believe the Dolphins scored 10 points again. It's incredible.
Really? You can't believe it?
No, I thought they, honestly.
You thought with 2 weeks they'd put together something?
I honestly thought they're going to have a chance to get to 20. And, you know. Why is it so funny?
You thought they'd have a chance to get to 20. That's awesome.
Nobody knows where it's sarcasm or if it's straight talk right now.
I don't even know if you're joking.
You get 190 yards, 188 yards, and 40 carries, and you're carrying on. And so apparently if you have a running game, you still can't get the ball to the guys on the outside. And then Jonnu Smith had it. Listen, I don't want to take away from Jonnu Smith because you can see he's getting better and better and, you know, bigger part of everything. But I still don't quite understand Tyreek Hill, one catch for 8 yards, and Waddle, one for 11, and four targets total.
That part is remarkable. 2 weeks to get a game plan together, and that's all you can come up with. Those guys are too good, man.
It was a very strange game. The running game was really good, minus the two third-quarter fumbles that you lost and end up being the difference in the game. But the offensive line, honestly, I'm not sure they can play any better than they did in that game. They played, to the point, they played really well. They did. Not saying they were Detroit's offensive line or something, but they were really good in that game. Teron Armstead has been really, when he plays, he's usually good, but all those guys, Brewer and Jones, and a lot of them had their moments. They really played well, got a lot of great blocking from Julian Hill. I just wish he'd cut back on the penalties, but he's a blocker. There's a reason he's playing so much. And then Alec Ingold's blocking too as a lead blocker. And then we just had from two of the guys you depend on who are two of the best players on the offense, two of the better players, and they both fumbled. And then Jason Sanders missed a 54-yard field goal that you could have used late in that game. So that was the rough part of this thing. We're going to have a lot more tomorrow, and we should know more about this Tua situation today, and so we'll have more on that and people talking about with us that'll be out there today, and we'll let you know and keep. I'm sure you'll probably know tonight, right? It'll
prediction,
be all over.
Please, prediction. What do you like? I'm always asking for your picks. What do you think Mike says today? Does he just name him the starter? Does he dance around it?
I'm going by Mike's pattern to say he's going to be back at practice this week, and we'll see, and we'll let you know if he's going to play or not. Then everybody can laugh and go, well, you don't really have anybody else except Tim Boyle. I mean, unless Skyler all of a sudden is going to get super healthy and you want to put him back in there. They give him a green light. I don't care if he hasn't thrown a ball. I think he has, but if he hadn't thrown it for a month, hey, go get him, lefty. Go get him. By the way, go introduce yourself, those two guys at wide receiver, and let's try this again. See if we can't get this thing rolling.
For whatever Tim Boyle did on that last play.
I know, man. Oh, my God.
As outrageous of a play as you'll ever see in professional football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am really upset that the guy threw the ball into the seats on the final play of the game. Unless it's his first day playing, he doesn't understand like how the game works or whatever. I still don't believe he thought it was fourth down.
Well, first of all, if he did figure it out after the game, he sure the hell ain't going to say anything.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Didn't we have this happen, by the way? This happened at the Dolphins. I can't remember when they didn't realize what down it was. Do you remember that?
No.
They've had this happen before.
I don't know.
But that's the only way I can think that this guy would, like, basically throw the ball away. It's not like he was getting rushed. The rush wasn't after him yet.
Well, he had time.
He had time, and he just sat back there and thought,
they didn't rush. I'll
get him on the next play. And he threw it out of bounds.
I think he made a bad throw. But he still threw it short. Even if somebody catches it, you've still got a little running to do before you get to the end zone. So not ideal situation. Anyway, hey, we'll talk more about that. I do have some good news, Dodgers and Yankees in the World Series. Again, none of these guys bitch, oh, I want the Mets. Not me. Yankees and Dodgers. Go Yankees. We're going to get that thing going. All right. Hey, we got more. Mario Cristobal is going to join us next. We'll talk about being 7-0 and offense that's as good as we've seen and a quarterback that might be the best player in college football. We'll talk to the coach about all that and a lot more coming up next.